to record. And we're going to hand it over to Sister Elaine. She's going to get us started this morning. Sister Elaine, put that first coal on the altar this morning. It's in your hands.
Amen. This is Elaine. This morning my topic is the United States Congress. Congress as one of the three co-equal branches of government is ascribed significant powers by the Constitution. All legislative power in the government is vested in Congress, meaning that it is the only part of the government that can make new laws or change existing laws. Let's pray. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you, Lord God, that everything is in your hands this morning. I thank you, Lord God, that you can turn the minds of people whichever way that you choose, Lord. I thank you this morning that these laws are going to be governed, and that they're going to be whereas the people, that they're going to look at the people and what the people need. We thank you, Lord God, that our lives is in your hands only, and that you're going to pick the people to make the right choices in government for us that live in this land. I thank you, Lord God, because you are the one. You are the great leader. You are the great King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Master of all masters. We thank you, Lord God, that everything, all power is in your hands. Everything is in your hands. It says the power that the Congress is given is to lay and collective. They have seven things that they do. They collect taxes, they pay debts and borrow money, they regulate Congress, they have corn money, they establish the post offices, they protect and patent and do copyrights. They establish lower courts, they declare war, and raise and support armies and navy, the army and the navy. We thank you, Lord God, that the government is not our God. You are our God. You have say-so in everything that is down on this earth to do. We thank you, Lord God, that the people that they put in Congress, that these people are going to be people that is going to make the right decisions for us in this land. I thank you, Lord God, that you're picking the right people to write, to do what is appointed to them to do, and that is to serve the people. We thank you, Lord God, for the government, because they can reject or they can do whatever they think they can do. They can even rule over what the president says. We thank you, Lord God, that we're not going to be restricted of all the things that they may or they may think that they can do to the people in this land. We give all God, we give him, we give his son, Jesus, all the rights to everything that we need, everything that is going to happen, that it's all in your hands, God. We thank you, Lord God, because we're praying that everything turns out the way that you expect it to be. You are the one that put everything and put everything in place. You are the one, Lord God, that have the resolutions of different things that we need in this world. We thank you, Lord God, this morning. We thank you because you are the only way. You are the one that put things in place for us down on this earth, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you have chosen man, but we want the man to be the right man in these different governmental offices. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you because you are the only way. You are the only way for things to work out, for things to be better in this land for us, Lord. We thank you because we hope and we pray that these people that's in government are in the image of you, God, that they can show up and show out like you would expect them to be. We ask you, Lord God, to use their minds, to have their minds to be good minds that want to work for all American people, for all people, Lord God, that's in this land. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We come to you this morning because we don't want to be confused and we don't want to have concerns about what might happen or what is going to happen. We just expect things to work the way that you want them to work and where you're going to put in place. We thank you, Lord God. I learned that it's a total of 535 members of Congress, 100 serve in the U.S. Senate, and 435 serve the U.S. House of Representatives. Lord, put these people in the right mind. Let these be people that are godly, that are like you. You said that we are in the image of you, Lord. Let these people be in the image of you. Let these people make the right decisions. Let the Congress write and debate. Let the laws of the government of the United States, that it can't do what it wants to do at all times, at any times, that they make the right decision for the people in this land. Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you through your son, Jesus, that everything is working itself out even as now. We thank you, God, because we need you right now. We don't need things to be all messed up in this land. We need things to ride and ride graciously and wonderfully for the people because we need you. We need you, God, and we need you to speak to these people's hearts, especially the ones that have hearts that is cold, and we want them to have soft-hearted. We want them to be soft-hearted for the people in this land. We want things to work out the way that you expect it to be. We know that you're the only way. We look to you, Lord God, in this situation that only you can do the right things, that you can work things out the way that it should be worked, no matter how hard and how strong others think against what people should have and how we should live in this land. We thank you this morning. We pray for the Congress this morning. We pray that they are not being very strict in the way that they serve people, but that they have hearts, kind hearts, and that they're going to sit down around their table and that they're going to make good decisions for the people in this land. We thank you this morning, Lord God. We thank you because we come through your son, Jesus, and that we want him to speak for us, to you, about what is going on in this land and how everything is going to work out in our way, in the way that you want it to be, because you are the only way to get to these people's hearts that's in Congress. These people are sitting in these seats this morning and that they're making these solutions for the world, for this world, for the American people. We thank you. We give you praise. We honor you, God, because we cannot do without you. We have to ask you for the things that we need. We don't want people to be afraid of who's going to be the president. You know who's going to be the president. You've already picked who's going to be the president of this United States. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the Congress is going to have soft hearts, hearts that's going to be dedicated to the people, that they're going to make the right decision. Not that they're going to make the right decisions, not for all the American people, but even people in their families. We ask you, Lord God, to give them kind hearts towards the people of the United States that they serve. We ask this through your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll give it back to our host. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Elaine. Thank you for that great prayer. Thank you. For the ones that just joined, we are praying for our government. One thing I do want to say, and y'all hear me, we're not going to pray our candidate. We're not going to pray how we're going to vote. We're just praying. We're just praying as we always do, as we always come. We're praying, seeking the Lord for guidance, seeking the Lord to cover, seeking the Lord to move as he always does. And that's what we want to just put out there this morning. We're not trying to persuade you one way or the other. We're just praying over our government, which is something that we should be doing anyway. All right? Hey, for the ones that do have to leave, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I pray that you are blessed. I pray that your day is blessed. And before you leave, consider sowing a gift. Every seed produces a harvest. So if you are inclined to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's $Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You can also go to the website, that's ekcministries.org, and you can sow your gift there, okay? At this time, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead. That's Sister Tanya. If she's ready, it's in your hands.
Morning, y'all. We are in praying for our government leaders, and I was tasked to pray for the legislative branch, which makes the laws and can actually from going to war. Was looking in the scriptures, and we were reminded in 1 Peter that we are to obey our governors, for they are set, our governing body, for they're set for by the Lord. It took me back. God set in place things for us. In all things, it says that we are to love one another, and that's what reminds us of today, that as they enact laws, it's in up for our neighbors, for each one that we are surrounded with, as they make decisions, that it's for the greater good. That's what we're praying, and that we should lift our leaders up. And it's directed by God that we should obey the leaders of our land. Lord, we come before you this morning and we say thank you because you put everything in place and you put everything in order and you are a good God. And so, Lord, we know that the legislative branch is tasked with such a big task of creating the laws for the people, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that as they convene on the next time, the Lord is just thinking about their neighbors, the one you have called us to love as ourselves, Father God. Neighbors, Father God, that you sit down with the tax collectors, Lord. It says you sit down with the sinners and the tax collectors, Father God. The tax collectors are being a part of the governing body. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would remember who you are. Remember that you are a great God and that you are in control. that you call us by name, Father God, that you put things in place, Lord Jesus. And so I pray for those who are incoming, incoming leadership, Father God, and those that are staying. I pray, Lord Jesus, that their hearts and their minds, Father God, will again be opened by you, Lord Jesus. I pray that they won't be guided by self, but again, the love for one another. God, I just pray, Father God, that the laws that they put together won't be harmful, Father God, but it will cause growth in our nation. Lord Jesus, we give them to you. But Father God, you said to give the Caesar what is Caesar's. Father God, to pay your taxes is what it says. To do what you need to do and honor God in that way. And I pray, Father God, that we would be servants of you. Because it says as we honor the government, we are your servants. We are servants of God. And so it'll bring blessings. And I pray, Father God, that we would be more like-minded of you. And Father God, praying for those that are in leadership, lifting them up, Father God. For we all stumble. We all fall short of your glory, Lord Jesus. But we still need wisdom. Lord Jesus, you say that we should seek out wisdom. For it's worth more than silver or gold. I pray, Father God, that those in leadership that know you, Father God, will call upon you. Lord Jesus, would hear from you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that again it will be about people. For you say that you came to seek and to save that which was lost. Also called us to be humble and to be meek, Father God, and to look out for one another, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that we would have leadership in place that's looking out for others, Father God, who want to do right, Father God. I pray for those who want to do right, and I pray that you remove those who want to do wrong. Father God, we're not praying today for the right or the left, the middle. We're praying, Father God, that just your will on this earth will be done. Lord Jesus, I just pray, Father God, that voices would be heard, Father God. I think of the woman with the issue of blood who said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, Father God, I know I'd be made whole. I pray, Father God, that as people in leadership seek you, that they would reach out to you, that they would be made whole. They are tasked to bring healing to this land, Father God, the laws. And I pray, Father God, that those laws, again, would represent you, represent hope. Represent freedom, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that people won't feel so estranged. And I pray, Father God, that touch our hearts around the world to vote. To bring people in place, Father God. I pray that our voices will be heard. Lord Jesus, but we still give it to you. Because again, as Jesus prayed in the garden, it is not his will, but your will to be done, Father God. Lord Jesus, we don't know. We know is your will be done. On earth, Father God, until you return. And so I pray, Father God, that we would not only be hearers of the words, we would doers of the word also. Father God, that we would run the race that you have called us to run, Father God. But we won't forget, Father God, to lift up our leadership because it is so important, Father God. The laws that they put in place, Father God, to govern the United States, to govern the world, Father God. And we're not praying just for the leaders here. We're praying for the leaders worldwide, Father God. Worldwide, Lord Jesus, who desperately need you, I pray, Father God, that we won't be silent. We will lift them up, Father God, because just like our pastors, these world leaders need prayers also, Father God. It is not easy to rule and to govern. I am so sure of it. And so I pray, Father God, for strength. I pray, Father God, for your protection. I pray, Father God, for grace. I pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit would just move. And I just pray, Father God, that you would put our hearts and our minds at peace. Because one thing you have told us to do not worry. Said in this world there will be tribulations, but do not worry, for you have overcome the world. And so, Father God, I pray that we won't worry. We will be at peace, that you are in control. Nothing happens without your hand in it, Father God, without you being in the mix. And so, again, I pray for wisdom. I pray, Father God, that we would be virtuous. I pray, Father God, that we would be humble. I pray, Father God, that we won't be arrogant. I pray, Lord Jesus, again, that our leadership would have their eyes open to the needs of this world, Father God, and what people are going through, Father God. And I pray that they would have your heart. I pray, Father God, that they would have your ear. I pray, Father God, that they would move in lockstep, Lord Jesus, with your will and your way. I pray, Father God, that for those that don't see you, Lord Jesus, that you would put people in place to allow them to see you more clearly. And, Father God, that your will on this earth would be done for people. Father God, you gave us command, Lord Jesus, to love our neighbors, again, as ourselves. And I pray, Father God, that they, those in the leadership remember that. Father God, they remember that you are in control. Father God, that we would love one another and that we won't sit still and we won't be silent, Father God, and we will fight. We will fight for those, Father God, who are less fortunate, that we will fight for those who don't have a voice, Father God, that we will fight for those, Father God, that are in need. Jesus, I just pray that most of all that we will share the love of Christ to our neighbors each and every day. We share the love of Christ to our neighbors, Father God, that you have put us in contact with. Our neighbors, brothers, our sister neighbors, neighbors at church, Father God, our neighbors at work, Lord Jesus, our neighbors in school. I pray, Lord Jesus, that again, your will be done and our eyes will be open to what it is, that what your will is, Father God. Lord, we love you. We say thank you. We say thank you because you have given us this day, our daily bread. And I pray, Father God, that we'll walk in lockstep again with you. We will hear you more clearly, Father God. And so again, we pray for the leadership. We pray for those that are dictators and oppressing your people, Father God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would give grace and you would give mercy. You would continue to do what you have, what only you can do, Father God. You have kept us this far. And I know, Father God, you will continue to lead in the way, Father God. I thank you for your hedge of protection around us. Thank you for the leading of your Holy Spirit, Father God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that again, we would be mindful to daily lift up our leadership, Father God, especially those that are making a loss for your people. I pray, Father God, that they won't do it in punishment, but to do it again in love. Love, Father God, a love that you have called us to do. You said to love our neighbors as ourselves, Father God, and to love you with all our hearts, all our minds, all our souls. Lord Jesus, we need people who have a heart of the Father running our nation. And so I pray, Father God, that you would step in and that you would intervene, Father God. I pray, Father God, that most of all, we will walk lockstep with you in our lives, Father God. We would do what you have called us to do, and that is to serve others, Father God. That is to serve others. And you said that as we obey, again, the government, we obey you. It's the government. It's the governance that you have given us, Father God. You say in love, Father God, that we obey the law. So, again, Lord Jesus, it's not always easy, not always the best task, but we have to do it, Father God. Again, you are in control. And I'm glad that no matter where we go, you are there. No matter what we do, you are there, Father God. And so we give it to you. And we say, have your way, Lord. Even when it's not easy, have your way, Lord. Even when it's tough, have your way, Lord. Even when it don't go the way we thought it would go, have your way, Lord. Have your way in us, Father God. Help us to walk humbly after you. Pray, Father God, that our hearts will be filled with the fruits of the Spirit, Father God, that we will stay connected to you. We'll be built on firm foundation, Father God, that when the winds and waves come, and they will come, Father God, we will not be moved. Lord Jesus, that we have serve you. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to lift up our leaders in prayer. And I pray, Father God, that we will be a nation about you, about love, that shows Christ each and every day all around the world. Lord, forgive us when we fall short. Your glory. Forgive us when we fall short of what you have called us to do. Help us, Lord, to live a life worthy of a call. And so we feel like to give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray and call it done in faith. And I turn it back over to the hands of our host, LaShonda Miller.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister LaTanya. Whew. This is a prayer time that might be just a little bit laborious, but I appreciate everyone for jumping on and just leaning into the prayer. Like I said earlier, if you wasn't on here, I'm just going to be a little bit of my pastor this morning. She was DJing on Friday, if y'all wasn't here. She was the holy DJ. I'm going to give y'all just a little bit more of the goodness of God. Y'all, come on and just listen in just a little bit. I'm not going to pay a whole bunch.
For your mercy never fails me. Almighty, I've been healed even your name. From the moment that I wake until I lay my head, Almighty will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am faithful, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I know some are at work. I know. If you can't praise with us, raise your hand, raise your finger, as Pastor Lenora would say. But I'm going to unmute the line, and we're just going to give God some glory, give God some worship. Let's take a worship break in this time. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Time, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and turn this portion of our prayer service over to our sister Keitha at this time, if she's ready.
Amen. God bless. One second, I hit something. I don't know what I did, but can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can still hear you.
Oh, okay, because ain't nothing you know. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Keitha. I want y'all to try to bear with me. My voice, like, still kind of coming and going, like, hoarse. But once I start that coughing. But anyway, blessings to each and every one of you that are on this Monday morning. It's a blessing to be able to wake up and see the sun out. Be a part of this new day, the last Monday of October. My topic this morning is on the Supreme Court, and I wrote out a little bit that I will read and then pray. The Supreme Court is the U.S. government is divided into three branches. The executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch, which includes the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court was established in 1789. There have been 17 chief justices that have served since. These appointments are for a lifetime, unless they resign, retire, or are impeached or convicted. Currently, there are 9 justices on the Supreme Court, 1 chief justice, and 8 associate justices. The Supreme Court is the only part of the judiciary specifically required by the Constitution. Our U.S. president appoints the justices with the advice and consent of the Senate. Whatever their findings are, is final and cannot be overturned. Congress decides the number of the justices. Now, theologically, God is the supreme being and supreme authority and judge over all in heaven and in earth. His decisions are final. They are truly final because he is God and he changed not. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Psalm 75 and 6 say that while God is taking down one man, literally, he's setting up another. This is because God has established a model of government in heaven and already before the foundation of the world. Notice the highly raised podium. And I viewed the room of the Supreme Court. Notice the highly raised podium on the platform in the courthouse. Sitting behind it is a man fully robed and with the authority and power to dictate the outcome of people's lives who stand on the other side of his sacred desk. The room has stained walls and select wood. It's marbled. The room, with pews lying from the front to the back, and they are full of plaintiffs, defendants, witnesses, spectators, and, of course, the officers who maintain the sovereignty of the room. Sounds a lot like God and his intent for his church. For as the Bible declares, it is on earth as it is in heaven. We are to trust the pattern of the church that God prescribed for man through Moses in Exodus chapters 20 through 25. Anytime we go outside of the realm of what God has prescribed, men will always fail to govern themselves. It's the epitome of the word anarchy, which is ironically where one of the runners is trying to take us. So much more could be elaborated, but I'm going to leave it right there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we come this morning, Lord God, with our hearts emptied out and free. Father God, we stand before you today, Lord, as a people, Lord, seeking your help, your guidance, to touch our hearts, oh God, each and every one of us, Lord. And help us to come to the conclusion of who is in our heart to vote for, Lord. Father God, we don't want to push nobody one way or the other. Because as it was already said, we know, Lord God, that you are in control. And the leader has already been chosen. We thank you, oh God, for giving us, Lord, this opportunity to come before you and to put in the ears of the people what the Supreme Court is and how it was established. We pray for every leader, Lord God, every person, every judge, the chief justice, Lord, and every associate and all of those that work up under him in the court, all of those that show a part in the court, Lord God. Father, we know that you are the head judge, Lord. You are the supreme, the chief justice. Hallelujah. You're over everything, every court, not just in the United States, but in every nation of this world. Hallelujah. The Supreme Court is to be about equal justice under the law. Lord God, that's the banner that's inscripted above the main entrance of the building. But yours, Lord God, we know, hallelujah, Jesus, that you are in heaven, Lord. You sit higher in the highest court. You see everything, oh God. Hallelujah. And none is right except you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you say when you come, you're going to make all things right. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Bless us, oh God. Come, Lord God, the people that are feeling wearied or worried or stressed in any kind of way, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you may take away the nervousness, Lord God. Take away the guesswork, Lord God. Let us place it in your hand, Jesus. Help us, oh God, that though we may get out to vote, Lord God, that our rights to vote may still stand in place, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you today, oh God. Hallelujah. For bringing us this far in our life, Lord God. For bringing the world to 2024, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, we know that through the years it's always with men and white men at that. Lord, and then you allowed a black man to get in office, Lord God, to run our country. Now a woman, Lord God, a black woman as vice president and is running for president. Lord, let us not select a president based on who we are and who they are. Help us to do what is morally right in our hearts, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us to deal, to live with the decisions that is made and to have a respect and obey those that have rule over us, Lord God, and obey the laws of the land. Jesus, help us to know, Lord God, that you, Jesus, hallelujah, is the chief justice of all. Heaven is your throne, oh God. And if we want to make it there, we still got to live according to rules and laws, oh God. Your constitution is already writ, Lord. Hallelujah. Your laws is put in place, Jesus. We give you glory and honor, oh God. Sometimes we fail short, Lord God, to stay in line with the word. Every so often, Lord God, things come and things go. Even our thoughts. You said the thoughts of foolishness is sin, oh God. We all sin in some kind of form from time to time, Lord God. No one is perfect. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we pray daily, Lord God, asking you, Lord, to take the things out that's not like you and to forgive us of our sins. Hallelujah. Just like Job did every day, Lord. Hallelujah. He gave offering and prayed for his sons and his daughters and his wife, his children and his servants, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, because, Lord God, you have the power, Lord, to give and to take away, Lord God. We bless you today because we know, Lord, that you love us, oh God, that you care for us, and that you have established your kingdom in heaven. We look to you, oh God, because you are the author and finisher of our faith. We praise you, oh God. We lift you up, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This life here shall pass away, Lord, but we know heaven shall stand forever. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the word, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your laws that you have put in our heart. We thank you for giving us a heart, Lord God, to know right from wrong, the discernment. To be able to judge things, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have your way in our life, oh God. Move, Lord God, like only you can, Jesus. We entrust, hallelujah, this big task to you, Lord. We place the candidates in your hand. We place the lawmakers in your hand. We place the Senate in your hand, Lord God. We place the judiciary in your hand, oh God, each and every part of it, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Every elected official, we pray, Lord, hallelujah, that they make the right decisions for us, Lord, for this country. Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. We asking you to just help us, Lord, not to pass judgment and not to be have hatred in our heart or anything wrong, because you, Lord, will handle everything. It's all in your hand. You said you will have vengeance and all of that, Lord God. We know you are in control. So help us to be content with who we vote on. Let us do it from a place of love. Bless, oh God, and keep us forever in your presence. We now thank you, Jesus, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, I return the service back over to Minister LaShonda. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Keitha. Thank you for that great prayer. Hey, I just want to make one note. I don't know if y'all know this, but we've been praying for Sister Keitha, and maybe it's my ears, but it sounds like it's turning around. It sounds like she got through her prayer. We heard her clearly. She didn't have no coughing. I believe that the Lord is healing. He is delivering. He has set free. And I just want to give God some praise for that. If you've been praying for her, if you sought the Lord for her, we want to thank God. We want to thank God this morning for your healing, Sister Keitha. Continue to walk in it. Continue to walk in it. Hey, people of God, we're almost finished. We're almost done. And y'all know it's going to be me that's last, but let me get a couple of things out of the way. We want to thank everybody for joining, for the ones that have stayed for the whole hour. If you got in and got you a few minutes and you have to go, we understand, and we want to thank you. We want to thank you for just giving us a few minutes of your time, and we pray that what has been prayed this morning has blessed you. Hey, but before you leave, consider sowing. Consider sowing. Where's my thing? It says, our partners support through their giving. So if you are going to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word give to 216-446-1209. You can also go to our website, EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. What would Pastor Lenora say? Go ahead and peruse the site. See what we got on there. We got archives. We got messages. You can also upload your GPS. That's Guiding People to Salvation. We're still doing it. We're still doing it. Tell somebody about your testimony. That's a 1 minute or less testimony, video or audio. You can upload there. You can also leave your prayer request there so that we can touch and agree with you in prayer. And y'all know we are still looking for prayer leads. We are looking for prayer leads. And maybe you want to be a prayer lead. Maybe you want to be a prayer host. Let me get this number for you. You can call the church, 216-475-6327. You can call the church and leave a message, and I know Pastor Lenora will get back with you and get you right on the calendar. The other thing I have before I say our prayer list is, y'all know, our declaration. Our declaration, our believers' declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people. That's the one I love. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. All right, y'all. I'm the last prayer lead. I get to pray what's on my heart. We have had prayer for the Congress, a prayer for the legislative branch, a prayer for judicial. And we always want to keep our government in prayer. And as I said before, we're not pushing one candidate or the other. We're not giving our point of view concerning it. All we're doing is praying. All we're doing is lifting them up to God. That's all we're doing this morning. But I am going to read out our prayer list so that as I pray, y'all will pray with me. Pray with me, y'all. Put a battery in my back, and I appreciate you. The prayer list, we're going to always pray for our children. We're still praying for Sister Keitha. We're praying for our coworkers. We're praying for Amina. We're praying for Derek, Bernard, Myron, I was saying his name earlier. I'm going to say, I know Mercedes. How do I say this name? Y'all know. Let the Lord use y'all. I don't know how to say the name. It's all right. All of the nursing homes and rehabilitation centers. And then, of course, we're praying for our church in Africa. So we have a lot on our prayer list on top of just praying for our government. But let us go ahead and go into prayer. Lord, we thank you and we do praise you for this day, oh God. Woo! We thank you, God, that you are bigger than the universe. Lord, we thank you that you are bigger than the problems and the circumstances, oh God. Lord, you are bigger than everything that we have going on, oh God. Lord, we just want to thank you this morning. We just want to praise you this morning. We just want to lift you up, oh God. Lord, we always want to come before your throne with a gift of praise, with a gift of worship, oh God. Before we ask for anything, we want to thank you for everything, everything that you have done, every mountain that you have moved, every situation you have turned around for us, oh God. We always want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for the prayers that have already went forth this morning. We thank you, oh God, that we understand that it might have been a little bit more difficult this morning for us to pray, oh God. Maybe someone is saying it was harder for me to lean in this morning. It wasn't as what we usually do, oh God. But Lord, I thank you that your word doesn't fail. Your word is still true. Your word says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. Oh God, I thank you that you are in the midst of your people this morning. Lord, that you heard every prayer that went forth, oh God. Lord, you heard the words that weren't spoken, oh God. Lord, that you have given clarity on the line this morning, and I thank you for it, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, as we pray for our children, oh God. Lord, that this world, oh God, is evil. But Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would charge your angels to be encamped around our children, oh God, keeping them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, I pray even now, Lord Jesus, for the situation that just happened in Akron and in Canton, two separate situations where the young people are out just celebrating Halloween, and it was a plot and a plan to shoot into the crowd. I pray now, Lord Jesus, for the family that lost their daughter this weekend, oh God. I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would be a comfort to the mother, a comfort to that family, oh God. Wrap your loving arms around them, oh God. Do what only you can do, oh God. Lord, send the right people, oh God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that justice would be served in these situations, oh God. Lord, that
someone will tell who it is, that justice would be served. But Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, for something that's just so simple. I pray that you cover our children, oh God. Cover our grandchildren, oh God. Lord, that they even find themselves that they're not doing something wrong. But Lord, that someone else, Lord, that their heart is as stone. But I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would touch these young people's hearts. And Lord, take the stone heart, oh God, and turn it into flesh. Soften their heart, oh God, towards people. I pray that right now in your son's name, oh God. Lord, I pray for every person that's on the list, oh God. Lord, we didn't have a thing next to their name, oh God, but you know the situations that they are in. They're looking for their health to be restored, oh God. We thank you now for that happening, oh God. Lord, whatever the situation may be, they're looking for it to turn around, oh God. I pray now, Lord Jesus, that it begins to turn around for them, oh God. Lord, we pray for the ones that are in the nursing homes and in the rehabilitation centers, oh God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you would restore them, oh God. Restore them, oh God. Restore them, oh God. They'll be able to go home in some cases, oh God. Lord, that they will be able to find peace, oh God. Lord, that they will be able to find you, oh God, even in their circumstances, oh God. Lord, they can say that you're bigger, oh God. You're bigger than the situation that they're going through, oh God. And Lord, that they would still find a way to praise you. They will still find a way to worship you. They will still lift up their hands unto you, oh God. And Lord, that you would send the people, oh God, into the nursing homes, into the rehabilitation centers, oh God. Lord, to give them a word of encouragement, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for our church over in Africa, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Lord, you see whatever the need is, oh God. Financial, oh God. Doors that need to be opened. Doors that need to be closed. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that your word says that it can't return to your void. But it has to accomplish that which it was sent out to do, oh God. Lord, we send your word now, oh God. Lord, that we have the ability, oh God, to send your word. Lord, it can go to Africa. Lord, it can go to the nation. Lord, it can go, oh God, because you're bigger than the universe. Oh, you're bigger than the universe, oh God. And Lord, even the things that trouble us, oh God, Lord, we know that it don't come to you as a surprise, oh God. So we thank you. We thank you that we can lean and trust in you, oh God. Lord, the song says, I trust in God, my Savior, the one. You will never fail, oh God. And we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning that you have not failed us. Lord, that you have been right there, oh God. Lord, that your loving arms have been around us, oh God. Lord, that we have been able to pray about the branches of government, oh God. And Lord, even as we go forth in this week, oh God, as we go forth and we cry out for different things in the government, oh God, Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would touch your people's heart, oh God. Lord, that they would hear from you, oh God. Lord, that they will be able to pray, oh God. And Lord, that they will be able to stay focused, oh God. And Lord, that we won't allow any hatred or anything like that to come into us, oh God. But Lord, that we would pray out of love. Lord, that we would pray out of love, oh God. Lord, that they would know us to be your disciples because we have love for one another, oh God. And I pray that even now, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you would cover every prayer host, cover every prayer lead. Even now, Jesus, you'll make it easy. You'll make it easy for us, oh God. And we thank you and we praise you for it. And we count it done in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, I know we got a couple of people on. Let's go ahead and just take a moment.
We're just going to take a moment. We're going to give him praise, for he is doing it. All right?
Hallelujah, 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 oh
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, we thank you for this hour of prayer, oh God, we thank you, Jesus, for lifting us up, oh God,
thank you, Lord,
oh hallelujah, leading us on our way, we bless you, Jesus, oh yes, Lord, for we know we are in the hollow of your hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. We can do nothing without you, Lord.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. I just want y'all, and this has just been bothering me since yesterday. I got the word concerning. It was two separate shooting situations, and I get it. Life is life, and I got it. But I want y'all to consider to keep this family in prayer. The family is connected to me, but that's not really the reason. The young lady that died this weekend, she was only 19 years old, and she wasn't doing anything wrong. She just happened to go to a party. My daughter was supposed to be at this party, and she got sick, and she didn't go. And from what I'm understanding, the Facebook post was, it's trick or treat, you pick treat, and now your mother has to pick out your casket. I just want y'all to understand, we have to pray for our kids. The world is evil. But we, the saints, we have to pray and cover our children. We have to do that. That is our assignment. And I want y'all to keep this family in prayer, because it has to be devastating to the mother, her only daughter. So if y'all would just keep this family lifted up, I know you will. And I appreciate that. Hey, it is 9 o'clock. It is time for us to get on over to the Daily Bread. I'm not going to eat up none of Bishop's time, because I know it's a good word over there. But listen, even if you can't join us live, you can always go back and get it, because it's right there on YouTube. I'm about to unmute the line so everybody can say goodbye to one another. But I want your week to be blessed, people of God. Let me unmute.